So, welcome to the next edition of the Rare Business Podcast. With me today, I have Etu, Calais, and Emily. I hope I've got their names right. They're from Gislo in Finland, but are just coming entering the UK market. Welcome, gentlemen. How are you all doing today?
Hello, everyone. We are doing just fine. Yeah.
So, gentlemen, for the benefit of our listeners and readers, and hopefully one at a time, can you tell us a little bit about yourselves and also a little bit about the work that you do?
Of course. So we are the co-founders of Gislo. I am Eetu Raudas. And
I'm Kalle Ek. And Emily Ahonen here. Hi.
Yeah, so Gislo is one of the hottest startups here in the Northern Europe. And we're also, as you said, we're opening the UK market like this month. And our company was founded last year. And we're backed by a group of investors such as Tero Ojanperä, who has been the CTO of Nokia, and Timur Hauschila, who is a product lead for hit games with Supercell, like Heyday and Boom Beach,
okay,
for example. So basically last year we built a team of professionals who are the best in their own fields. And after building the team, we launched our service called Gislo, which is something totally new. At least we thought so when we starting.
Okay.
At the moment, we have a lot of traction as we have more and more users, clients and partners coming in almost daily.
Tell me, what is it Gislo that actually does?
Yeah, so hi, my name is Carl Heck and I'm the head of client relations. So the idea of Gislo is kind of simple. So we are a global feedback channel for people. So what we thought was that before Gislo, the giving feedback straight to companies, it has not been easy because in almost every company they have their own method of for collecting feedback and listening to customer, for example, email, website, etc. So as a customer, it's been a huge effort to give feedback. So for the Gislo service, it's about downloading our app and giving feedback straight to companies such as retail chains and restaurants.
Okay.
So all in all, it's a feedback app, so to say.
And on the other hand, companies, we provide the data about customer experience. Companies have access to their customer experiences real time from all their stores. And it's, let's say that it's easy to access for these companies.
Okay. So tell me, I mean, given I operate in this sort of space, I've seen quite a lot of different pieces of technology that are out there that are gathering feedback and so almost doing the voice of the customer type of space, as it were. I mean,
yeah.
What's different from about what you guys are doing that makes you stand out from the crowd?
Yeah, that's actually a very, very good question. Depends actually on who do we compare ourselves against.
Okay.
Basically, so the first point is why companies are so excited about Gislo. First of all, they are like using a huge amount of money and time and money for different feedback systems, voice of the customer programs, mystery shopping, and all the stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So with Gislo, they're able to decrease the costs and they are also able to save time as well as like get more data, more and much more relevant data,
mm-hmm,
across their entire organization than they have been able to like get before.
Okay, I mean, but there's an interesting kind of side of this where you talk about you incentivize the customers, i.e. the kind of the people that say shoppers, people that are actually doing the buying from companies, to actually provide feedback. Can you tell me a little bit more about how that works?
Yes, yeah. Of course. So we have the system to incentivize the giving feedback type of thing for the consumer users.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually a very important question. So how do we do it? People basically, by using our application, they go on within their like ordinary lives and go on shopping and stuff like that. So there they are able to give the feedback upon visiting the different places, stores, restaurants, etc. And they get rewarded with these so-called Gislo points,
right,
which can then be exchanged like for different gift cards, Amazon, for example. And we have a variety of different gift cards that they're able to obtain.
And did you do that because it's... Do you find that the incentive kind of works for the shopper? Because actually, otherwise, if you don't give somebody an incentive to do something, that you end up getting lower response rates. I mean, I guess to turn my question around is that, do the incentives kind of work? And do you see yourselves getting higher response rates because of the incentives?
Yeah, actually.
That's a good question, because I think it's about that one of the values of our company is that because all the clients, all the companies are using that data for their benefit, I think it's great that people get rewarded by sharing their experiences, giving feedback. So I think people would give feedback anyway, but I think it's something that we value, that because it's important data that people give, it's nice that they get something back.
Okay.
And we have seen that people are ready to give feedback. In Finland, we have now collected over 50,000 customer experiences from different stores.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, if I was to put my cynical hat on, and I would say, I could ask a question which says, but isn't this just a high-tech version of, you know, the old paper loyalty card?
Let's say that Gisloy is not a loyalty card, a loyalty program, or anything compared to loyalty things, because we are a channel for giving feedback. Many people might confuse us to loyalty cards, and because we have this rewarding system. But as Carlos just told, we see that rewarding for feedbacks is something what makes value for users.
Okay.
And from company's perspective, the data which we provide is anonymous, and they can use the data to improve their service. There's no marketing involved.
Okay, so it's all done anonymously?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit. So the customer has to download an app to be able to participate. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So who markets the app to the customers? Is that like the companies themselves? Is that like shopping centers or shopping malls? Or is that yourselves? Or is it like a combination of all those?
It's the combination of all those. In the beginning, when we enter to the market, we use our own marketing efforts as paid advertising and other things. And after we have reached, the clients begin advertise our service to their own customers.
Right.
So, for example, in Finland, companies advertise in their physical business locations. For example, in restaurants, they say that follow up on Instagram, follow us in Facebook, and give feedback through Gislo.
Right.
So companies say that we use Gislo as a service and as a feedback channel.
Okay. So, I mean, I think it's an interesting thing you're doing. I really like the idea that it's, I mean, in many ways, it feels to me it's a bit like you're blending a feedback channel with more of a, you know, like a TripAdvisor, Yelp sort of type of functionality, where it's location-based, but it's also kind of company-specific, but it's direct feedback, but it's also feedback that a company can get access to and also promote. So I think that's kind of quite, that's really interesting. But I guess, given that you're just entering the UK kind of market, and most of our listeners are going to be UK or US kind of based, can you give us some examples of some of the firms that have benefited from the reviews and the feedback and how they've benefited?
Yeah, of course, definitely. For example, the largest restaurant franchisor here in Finland is using Gislo to collect authentic customer experiences across their entire organization in real time, that is. So they're also able to share the customer experience data within their company to every single employee and to make it really visible to data. So with this, they are able to arrange these different kinds of staff training, competitions, and other types of things to improve their customer experience. Mm. while still monitoring their progress through GitLab, through the data that we provide. So basically the benefits, they are really, really great, and ultimately this staff training and monitoring the customer experience progress through GitLab leads to improved revenues as well.
Okay.
So basically every one of our clients has been very happy while working with us and are on the way of building their industry-leading customer experiences. So basically we provide the data and they're able to lead their organization a lot more better to reach better customer experiences and achieve a lot more in revenues as well.
Is it primarily, I mean, so the application, is it primarily, has a greatest application in a retail environment, or is it for other sectors as well?
It's a good question. So we use it at the moment in the retail and restaurant sectors, but we are also expanding, for example, hotel chains and events. But at the moment, we are concentrating on retail and restaurant sectors.
Okay. So, I mean, I think it's great. I mean, and that sort of, we were talking earlier about your progress in Finland, and I mean, and you're a very young company, so I congratulate on you on your progress so far.
Yes. Thank you.
So, is there anything else that we've kind of missed that about the Gizlo app and your services that you'd like to kind of point out? I mean, any sort of like hidden secrets that we haven't kind of quite covered that you'd like to kind of point out to our listeners and readers?
Yeah, well, there are quite a few. I'd like to emphasize that we are already, consumer users are using the application already, so we are generating this customer experience data from various different big companies even before they are our customers. So
right.
Basically we collect this data and work with our consultant partners, and from there we approach the companies involved. So I mean, I would say that one of the biggest things is that we are already collecting a lot of data even if the companies are not yet our customers.
Right. Okay. And so that, I mean, that brings me to, I mean, I guess it's the, what you're saying is that you're going to capture the power of the customer feedback with or without the company's permission to start with. And then when you create enough feedback and enough attention, then that's when the companies will start to pay attention.
Yes.
Actually, that is, you got it right. So that's what happened in Finland, and that's what's happening now in Europe in a more bigger scale. So that's why we're really happy to come to UK market and start building the database and user base and have the first client as well.
Okay. And so a quick question. I mean, how many users in Finland do you have using the application right now?
We have monthly active users over 10,000.
Wow. Okay. So that's a good number of people.
Yeah. Thank you.
So here's I've got two final questions. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I ask you my final question?
I think we're okay at the moment.
Excellent. So here's my final question that I ask everybody that comes on my my podcast, and it's this. Is there anything that you would like to shamelessly plug?
We're trying to start tracking 12,869 locations from 1st of March in UK. Example, companies like Asda, McDonald's, Tesco, Burger King, Starbucks, and tens of other retail stores and restaurants. At the moment, we are looking for customer experience professionals in UK. So if you're one, just contact us. Thanks.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. What I'll do is I'll make sure that I get all that kind of written up and linked up and I'll make sure your contact details are in there. And so anybody who's listening to this that one wants to try out the app and two wants to help spread the word and three possibly wants to kind of partner with you to help you kind of expand your reach knows where to go and how to get in touch with you. But gentlemen, I wish you the best of luck. You know, all power to the customer and the end customer feedback if that gets kind of people moving and companies moving on creating a better experience. But finally, just want to say thank you for your time and your insight today, and congratulations on what you've achieved so far.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian. They're really grateful.
Thank you for having us.